All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner Entertainment Edition. I'm backed with Rosangel Perez. Lots to talk about today. Rosangel, I mean, the Kamala hype is reaching levels that I didn't think were possible. I've always said this is going to be manufactured, this is going to be crazy, but now there's really people that we've all thought we could trust, that we thought were on MAGA side, that were Trump backers, coming out and going against Trump. It almost seems like it's like a bad horror movie where like your friend gets bit by a vampire and you look at him and he just starts to change, or even like turning into zombies. Like, this is what I'm witnessing here. I'm seeing a lot of people that I thought were conservative or would endorse Trump now switching lanes and completely blindsiding me. Are you seeing that as well?
Yes, and I have to say that I've been shocked, surprised, and normally I don't care about celebrity endorsements. We do cover it here because other people care, but some of them feel like they're not organic, or maybe they got almost threatened. And there were even some wild stories happening last week. Now, because I didn't feel like there was enough material to like source the backstory, I didn't include it, but some streamers have been saying that they have been approached by the Kamala campaign, and maybe even Secret Service was trying to get at them to, consider endorsing or
this
doing
is all
stuff in
rumors,
favor
though. This
of
is
the
hearsay.
Harris campaign.
Well, I've been seeing a lot on X and people that I've even said this. I go to these camp, go to these rallies and film it. And we're seeing what they are. Half the arena is closed off with a black curtain. Trump's rallies are not like that. They're packed to the gills. So that tells you right there. I don't care how much excitement is behind her, she can't fill the arenas. And half of them are closed off with a black curtain. And then it's just 1,500 people, 2,000 people, which is more than Biden, but it ain't even close to Trump. So, the thing that's getting me are the celebrities like Joe Rogan, who's coming out and doing soft endorsements for RFK, because you know damn well you give an endorsement to RFK, that's an endorsement to Kamala. RFK has no chance in this race. He has no chance in this race. So when you give him an endorsement, you know what direction you're going here. I'm going to go ahead and start sharing the screen, if you don't mind, Rosangel, and you can walk us through this. Rosangel does a great job of putting this together for us, folks. Here we are. What Joe said. Should I play this first, Rosangel?
Oh, well, yeah, that little bochinche that was happening a couple of days ago, sure.
So this isn't Trump. This is an actor or a comedian playing Trump. It will be interesting to see how loudly Joe Rogan gets booed at the next time he enters the UFC ring. And then he says, ran into Trump, everything's cool. To me, this is a mockery. And Joe Rogan's smart. He's going to try to play it off as a joke. He's a smart guy. He's going to try to really kind of dampen or kind of lessen the blow from MAGA by making a mockery, making a joke out of it. So is there a video here? So this is...
No,
who
that's
is this?
This is just to set the stage. That's the comedian known as Shane Gillis, and he does Trump impersonations. And that right there is what Trump truthed. After Joe was a clip of him on his show talking about JFK, RFK very, very favorably went viral. And everyone took it as an endorsement, and
it
it
was a
seemed
soft
like an
endorsement.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I believe even his super PAC thought it was an endorsement. So then Joe walked it back somewhat. And, you know, it's just dividing everyone. Like, why would you, if you're not going to endorse Trump, why would you at the last minute endorse RFK? It just dividing everyone. And then another argument that I kept hearing is, why do we even care what anybody of influence says? I mean, if people didn't care, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. If entertainment and marketing didn't work, we wouldn't even be here having this conversation.
Right, because it does work. And a lot of people are impressionable and they don't think for themselves. And so, someone like Joe Rogan or Taylor Swift or someone like that can sway millions of people. And the fact that he's now like, look, I met with Trump. It's all, we're cool. It's like, nah, you're making a mockery out of it. You're making a joke because you know the blowback is so hard and you don't want to face it. So let's, this is the Shane Gillis. This is the guy that played Trump, right? So.
Joe Rogan.
I would, Tony, I'd love for you to stop talking about fucking Austin for one second. I think it's obvious New York is probably the best, and I will say this. The reason I'm saying this is we don't have absolute cowards like little Joe Rogan telling us what to do up here. Little Joe, he came in, he said he wants to endorse RFK Jr., can you believe this? Joe Rogan is an absolute joke and a complete pussy, and if I ever saw him, I would whoop his bitch ass. What a coward. Joe Rogan, complete coward, and it's, frankly, he's an embarrassment to this country. He used to be such a powerful guy.
But look at this sign. Hold on. This is a Joe Rogan event.
Frankly, he's an embarrassment to this country.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know the details,
Boom.
But at
Look at,
least
well,
we
look at
know
the
he's
sign. Look at it right here. It says
sponsoring it,
Joe
or he's.
Rogan right here. Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan. So this isn't a Joe Rogan kind of sponsor. Is it a sponsored event? What is this? He comes out on stage and now it's gonna, and this is where it turns. So to me, he's doing everything in his power to make a mockery and a joke out of this. Like, ah, oh, we're cool. It's all good.
This man is Joe Rogan. What a true patriot, great man. I would never say anything negative about this man. What a guy.
Yeah, he's making a joke out of this. So this makes
Yeah,
me
the real
just have
Donald
more.
Trump
This
would
has
not
me.
walk back his words.
What's that? Yeah, Trump
The
would
real Donald
never. Yeah,
Trump
he's
would not
making
walk
Trump look
back
like a
his
clown.
words.
That's what Joe Rogan's doing. This Joe Rogan's kind of doing passive aggressiveness here towards Trump, going a roundabout way to make him look like a clown. That's what he's doing here. So now I even have more distaste for Joe Rogan, and that's just how I see it. So now even more, now he's gotten under my skin even more. Wow,
I
yeah.
will say right that I think that
With all these kiss asses right here.
people were left confused by all this because they were like, why would Trump say something like this and say that, Joe Rogan might get booed at the next UFC event, and when Dana White is also such a big part of it and he is obviously pro-Trump, and it left people divided, comedian fans, UFC sport fans, Trump fans, MAGA. I mean, it just left a whole bunch of people divided, and Joe Rogan fans, like, what's going on here? Like, I think ultimately people also maybe want peace. They don't want to fight. I don't think this is a point in the race to fight, but I think that we need to be focused because there seems to be a weaponization even more clear against Trump.
Yeah, and this is proof right here. Wow. Yeah, lost all respect. I lost all my most all my respect for Joe Rogan. I don't care. I'll say it. I don't give a sh I don't care. Here's the clip of Joe Rogan endorsing him. So this is like where it all began, where it started. And to me, this is obviously a very a
Do it on
soft
the left, they do
endorsement.
it on the right. They gaslight you, they manipulate you, they promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one.
That's an endorsement. That's an endorsement right there. Knowing damn well what the climate that our country is in right now, knowing damn well this guy has no chance. That's an endorsement for Kamala.
One that he doesn't attack people.
That's a jab at Trump right there. He doesn't attack people.
tax actions and ideas, but he's much more reasonable and intelligent. I mean, the guy was an environmental attorney and cleaned up the East River. He's a legitimate guy, you know.
And now Rogan won't have Trump on his show, correct?
Yeah, to this date he has not, and he's been also seen saying that he's not interested in having Trump.
Yeah, because I think he has people controlling him. That's just my opinion. I've seen his operation firsthand. I've been to his studio. I've been in that room right there where he's at, and it was weird. It seems very, very highly controlled, if you ask me. And that's me. I was there. So I tried to have a conversation with him that he didn't want to have, and he left the room quite quickly. So, to me, I am not a fan of this guy anymore, man, at all. So let's get to Kamala. So here we go, folks. Here comes the hype, the manufactured hype right here. Here she is. Time Magazine, her moments. This is like 2016 all over again, huh?
That's what I feel. This tremendo bullshit. It makes me sick to my stomach. Oh, her moment? Are we sure?
Yeah.
I'm really puzzled by all of their virtual signaling, and we're very tired of the gender wars, of the woman wars, of the race wars. Like, come on. There's got to be something much bigger than to fight about than those three things, even though I understand sometimes it's a factor in certain conversations. But what is this? This just is sickening. And I have to say that there are black and brown communities that are getting very, very, very loud because this is not their candidate.
Right. But they'll manufacture it to make it look like it is. And that's what we're seeing here. And, you know, I think that everything's going to be pretty much in the open when they debate. And she gets called out for the border issues. I think that's going to stop it dead in its tracks. But like I said, you know, they're going to be depending on a lot of immigrants coming to vote. So there's that problem. There's a lot of problems with this. And now I said I'd jump over all this. Let's get to Jesse Ventura, who really blindsided me, because I really did respect this guy at one time. I met him before. I had a long conversation. He knows what's going on. He knows exactly what's going on in the country. He fled the country and told me to my face at an airport in Dallas that he lived in Baja, Mexico, because he saw the collapse of America coming and he wanted to get out of the way. It's getting too crazy. He wants to be off the grid. That's what he told me personally to my face. And this was when I was flying to Monterrey to go have a fight. And I just somehow spotted him I think it was I don't remember what terminal it was, but it was in Dallas, Texas. And we had a conversation for about, I would say 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. And I talked to him for a brief moment before I left to go catch my plane. And I shook his hand and I said, you know, I really looked up to the guy. What's happening right now with Jesse Ventura, like what I'm seeing here, I would have never fathomed. And all I can say, honestly, is some of these alpha guys like a Joe Rogan and Jesse Ventura, who's I would consider an alpha, to me, maybe there's jealousy. Maybe there's some kind of weird jealousy. You see it happening with Mark Cuban. I think I see it here with Jesse Ventura. You know, he was governor. I think he probably had his sights on wanting to be president. And now it's like, oh, no. We can't stand to see someone like Trump president. I think there's something that's deeper underlying here. Or he's just compromised, maybe. I don't know. But let's play this.
I'm going to be selfish. A few years ago, I got the opportunity to see the United States elect its first black president. I didn't think that could ever happen.
Oh, wow. This guy, I know for a fact, this guy had his own conspiracy series on back, 10 years ago. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly what president is doing. What this guy is very knowledgeable. The fact that I'm seeing this from Jesse Ventura tells me something. There's a lot more at play here, folks.
And they even reelected him. Well, now I'm going to be selfish again. I've only got a few elections to go. I'm 73 years old now, so the window's closing. I want to be alive to see the first woman president of the United States of America and the first woman commander in chief, and we've got her right now.
Maybe he's in trouble, Los Angeles, because a lot of these people know they are. And I think my audience knows when I say this, for him to be saying something like maybe he's connected to something that maybe he knows Mr. T's going after. Do I make sense, Los Angel?
Yeah, this was one of the ones that shocked me, especially given the nature of his background. Like you said, like he was exposing government corruption.
Yeah.
Like this is someone that I would have thought would have been Donald Trump all the way. Like, I really don't get it.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that are intertwined and tied to a lot of bad things. And I'm not saying he is, but it raises the question for me, Rosangel. It just raises the question, is he? Because we know what the cleaning house entails. I mean, at least my audience does. And when you see people like this all of a sudden coming out for Kamala, this guy, really? This guy right here knows exactly what's happening in America right now. I mean, this guy has been with Alex Jones. He knows what's going on. He had his own conspiracy series on, I can't remember what network it was. My audience might put it down there. But we all know, this guy, to me, is just showing his true colors. There's something going on with Jesse Ventura. Do you agree?
He seemed nervous doing this interview, almost like he got threatened to do it. And of course, I'm speculating, folks. I really am, but it doesn't make sense. Is it that people get old and you know, as we get older, we change our minds about things? I mean, I've seen that happen to me. There were things that I feel afraid of that in my younger years, I don't anymore. But then let's say I'm entertaining that as a real reason. The whole excuse of I don't want to die without seeing the first woman or someone like Kamala Harris, this is pandering. Look, I'm a woman. I would love to see a woman or woman of color. I want to see the right woman. There are so many amazing women.
You want to see it happen organically.
Out there. It has to be someone qualified for their job, not someone that can speak. Or Kamala can't even speak. Who's going to trust Kamala? You know, right. This is just the kind of the thing I'm asking people who are even thinking about the voting process. Are you going to vote for someone who you think is going to represent you? What about representing the country? Do you think leaders respect word salad Kamala that speaks in circles? When you hear her speak, if you listen long enough, your brain starts hurting. And that's a concern for me because I do think that it's weaponized speech. It's like conversations that lead you nowhere, and then girl, that's right, you said something. She didn't say
yeah,
crap.
And then there's some twerking on the stage. Is that really where you— it's almost like that movie, it is, and it's like that movie Idiocracy. Like, that's where we're headed. Like, this is the turn we're making right here. And then you got guys like this guy's got to be in fear of something. There's something weird going on with— and he's backing Walz. Are you kidding me? Tim Walz.
Former Governor Jesse Ventura here. As an independent statesman, I don't believe in the major political parties. Since leaving office, I've rarely endorsed a candidate for office in Minnesota of any political persuasion. But this election is too important. That's why I'm endorsing Governor Tim Walz for re-election. Tim has shown through the last few years how important strong leadership is for—
Look, my audience knows exactly who Tim Walz is. I don't have to say it here on FluffTube, but we all know
who
Tim Walz is.
And this was something that he did an endorsement in 2022. And again, this is the man that looked away during those peaceful riots.
Yeah.
The summer of love that some people are still traumatized about.
Well, my audience better hope I'm right about everything I've said. The halt, the pause, the whole thing. This is getting a little bit scary, but folks, I'm telling you, I'm confident. I'm confident in this, where this is going. So here, let's get to Corey. All right, folks, Time for Corey Feldman. I've been addicted the last week on Corey Feldman. And then I decided to go down the Corey Feldman, Corey Haim rabbit hole, by the way, which is severely, severely dark and disturbing. Like, I had no idea the drama between those two guys and everything that played out with Corey Haim. I would love to get Corey Haim's mom on an interview and talk to her because, wow, man, there's a lot of discrepancies there with Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. But that's for another show. That's a rabbit hole that will take an hour to go down between the two Coreys. But we could talk about how awesomely bad Corey Feldman is. So you, I'm sorry, we have to do this because I've been watching a lot of this guy's stuff and I can't get enough of it. He's playing pretty badly, but he is playing. Controversy surrounds Corey Feldman's guitar. So this is just absolute insanity. This guy's so bad that he's good. If that makes sense, he's so bad that he's, I can't get enough of it. It's like watching one train wreck after another with the cars falling all over the tracks and bodies getting thrown. I mean, this is what it's like, and it's like slow motion.
He's definitely very entertaining to watch.
Taking himself so serious, man. And he gets mad at the staff. He gets mad at the Corey's Angels. Like, they've all quit on him. I heard one of the bus drivers on the tour was just like going ham on him, talking about the allegations that are against Corey Feldman, like drugging the girls. I mean, serious allegations, man. Like, serious stuff like this guy does on tour. He's a power freak. Narcissist, just psychopath, and he really believes he's like rock star Slash from Guns N' Roses and Michael Jackson. Like, he like two alter egos.
I have,
and look at the guy in the
out
background.
My eyes. His facial features at the beginning of this drum solo are my favorite.
Is the guy in the background, is he wearing a wig? I mean, what's going on? Like, like all the people that are there, he used to have, remember he used to have the Corey's Angels. Now it's a bunch of dudes. I think they all quit on him. There's like allegations being put out there. Like, I don't know if they're true or not, but that he was like drugging them, making them carry the equipment, making them work for him. He's not paying anybody. He wasn't paying anybody on tour. Those are what the rumors are that are swirling around. Well, don't know if they're true or not, folks, but I don't know, man. I can't get enough of this guy. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, am I a fan?
You know, he's like a legend in his own mind, like this man says.
What happened here?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's try it again. Let's try it again. Right here?
The one below.
Okay.
The legend in his own mind, that one.
The man, the myth, the legend in his own mind, Mr. Corey Feldman.
believes it. I just can't believe someone could have so much have zero self-awareness. Like, he has zero self-awareness. Like, I mean, these moves look like an 8-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, if an 8-year-old was like impersonating Michael Jackson, you'd be like, oh, you clap and be like, oh, cute. That was good. That was really good. This dude's serious. Like, nobody, and you know what? I think he's just been famous for so long as a child actor that he's like an alien to everybody. He doesn't understand real human connection, real human interaction. He's never really had to interact with regular people, so he's always had his ass kissed. So everything he's ever done, you know, people have always been like, oh, that's awesome, Corey. That's amazing, Corey. Oh, Corey, you're the man. And he now has this delusional, like, grandeur of, like, I really am that badass. And not to mention, to this guy's detriment, Michael Jackson. You know what happened with him and Michael Jackson, right?
Well, I mean, I've heard the stories, but I know that he's still impersonating Michael Jackson.
Well, Michael Jackson told him.
This was the guitar solo that you showed earlier.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson told him, and Corey Feldman has said this. Michael Jackson actually told him, he goes, Corey, the song, What's the Problem with the Youth or something like that? He goes, Corey, this is a number one hit. He goes, this is a hit. And that right there, what I believe, is what started the Corey Feldman experiment. Like, what's happening right now with Corey Feldman is Michael Jackson gave him the biggest confidence boost ever by telling him, Corey, you have a number one hit. And that went to his head. And now we are all suffering. Actually, I would have said suffering a long time ago from Corey Feldman's antics. But honestly, now this actually brightens my day. Like, when I sit down and I turn on Corey Feldman, I like zone out for like a good hour and just watch how incredibly, awesomely bad this guy is. And it's just, I got to tell him, I'm thankful.
Can you imagine just going viral because people don't know if you really played that solo? This is the solo that, again, now we watched, but people were just like, video after video, is this him? Did he really record this? Did someone else play this? Is he pretending to play? I mean, it got dissected, and then it went to another level where people were like, wait a minute, this looks good, but it actually is not that great, but it is him playing. I mean, then we get to the other epiphany of all this, is that he knows how to go viral. Even if you don't love his music, even if you don't love his masterful dance moves, but he knows how to get attention, right?
Well, here's what's crazy about all this. He's on the Loserville Tour. I mean, the name itself, Loserville Tour. Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit put this together. And I think Fred Durst is a genius, but I think he's taking advantage of these type of guys who are legends in their own mind that are just like, this guy's no difference than the homeless guy next to the dumpster that talks to himself. Like, seriously, if you watch his interviews, he's in his own world, man. He's on his own planet in his own universe. Like, this dude is like, if an alien was to like just come to planet Earth and be beamed here, and he had to like, you know, had to like have a crash course into getting in, interacting with society and human beings, this is him. Like, this is it. This is the alien that just landed on planet Earth and is playing music for the first time ever. This guy is so out of touch with people, just normal human beings, that he believes, like I said, he's been famous his whole entire life, so no one's ever told him he sucked. And like, what are the other band members thinking? Like, are they, you know what I think it is? I think it is they just want the attention. Maybe these guys are like, dude, it's better than staying home. My shitty ass career ended a long time ago, and I get to go on tour with Corey Feldman and put that on my resume. I don't know. I'm trying to psychoanalyze
the
like
mysteries.
Everyone.
The mysteries. I mean, look, he has moves. There's some other videos, like those are more dance moves.
Oh shit. I mean, is it bad that I actually want to go see one of these concerts for myself? Like, literally, like, I don't care about seeing Limp Bizkit, none of them. I gotta go see this. I gotta go cringe. To me, this is like entertaining.
It's kind of like
What's
if
that?
We have him and we have the woman from Australia that competed at the breakdancing competition, I would be happy. Like at the Olympics, I'll be happy because there's something so like it's refreshing because it's away from the daily vitriol
yeah.
that we're covering in our lives. And I guess is why I wore the shirt Live. Like, I know that there's a lot of controversy surrounding Corey. And one of them, of course, is that he may be have been abused in this industry. And so then maybe he's also, I don't know. You know, a lot of people are still trying to create their expressions, even if they may not seem whole to people. But if he's harming none, and that's the most important thing, I don't know.
I've heard
I do
some
get a
bad
kick out of these weird fun Corey. I don't know, you know, like I remember when he was interviewed by Barbara Walters, and that's the time that he was, I think it was Barbara Walters, I can't remember, it was such a long time ago, but he was with his angels, and then
yeah.
They made fun of him for his performance. And I don't think that he's rattled by criticism. I mean, he keeps going. So,
no, because
keep
other
on dancing,
famous
I guess.
Other famous people around him are like, don't give up. You got this. And like, I think it's, look, I don't know. I mean, like they're feeding into his ego, and his ego is so massive. And like I said, he's been famous his whole life. He does not understand or know what it's like to be a normal person and deal with regular societal issues. He's not, he's always been Corey Feldman. So when someone tells him like, dude, you could sing, or like, yeah, that's really good, he's going to believe that, and he's going to take it all the way. And this guy obviously admires and loves Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson himself told him he had a hit. Now, whether Michael Jackson was just trying to be cool and funny or like nice to him, he told Corey Feldman that he had a hit. And look, he's enjoying himself. He's actually really enjoying himself. I mean, people maybe just don't have the heart to tell him. It's like, I have a friend that's like schizophrenic. I'm not going to say his name, but I go with it. I go with it with my buddy who's schizophrenic, because it doesn't help to tell him they're schizophrenic. It doesn't do anything. You got to just go with the stories. I just go with it, and I go, ah, dude, yeah, you're right. They're outside putting a bomb under my car or something. Oh, my gosh, you're right, dude. I saw the guy. I saw him. You know, I got to just go with it. And I guess that's what you do with this guy. I don't know what else. But you know what? I'll pay for a ticket and go watch this guy, because it takes me out of my reality. It takes me out of the deep state stuff. Let's start this over. What are those, like, hefty trash bags on it? What is he wearing?
It does look like he's wearing a trash bag suit. I mean, Eric Adams would probably like it in New York since he's the king of the trash.
Okay, I'm gonna admit something. I've had this loop in my head, this song in my head for the last 3 days. I can't get it out. Oh no, it's not gonna leave anytime soon either.
I thought you were gonna say something else, Nino. I thought you were gonna make a different kind of admission that you've been emulating the moves, and I was getting ready to see you do some moves in the studio.
You know, he's proved something to me. He's proved something to me. If you want to be famous or known for something in life, either be awesome at it or awesomely bad at it. Because now he's a game changer. He's changed the game. Like, if you take yourself serious enough and you can get out on stage and be perfectly fine with being awesomely bad at something, folks, you'll make it. This is proof right here. So you don't have to be good at anything. Just be really, really, really bad at something and just believe you're good and people are going to eat it up.
Power of belief. They're gonna keep it. Just kick it some more and treat you like spit. When you reach for the door, they're gonna close it. You're a beautiful soul, but no one knows it. We all have sadness, moments that we love.
Where we must again was show them who wins far. Folks, you got to let me know in the comments. What's your thoughts on Corey Feldman? I know a lot of people be like, oh, pobrecito, poor guy. You know, I feel bad for him, but. I mean, do you think Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit is like, do you think it's bad what he's doing? Do you think it's good what he's doing? I mean, this guy, he's letting this, he's making this guy's dream come true being on stage. And people are showing up to watch him perform. So I would say maybe this is a good thing for Corey, but he doesn't know that he's being made fun of.
Or maybe he just doesn't care because the opportunity is too great. He's performing in front of all these large audiences. And from what we are seeing from the internet buzz, he does have people who will go to see his concerts just to see him in his Corey. I guess if you needed a vision board of someone who believes in themselves in the landscape of non-belief in yourself, he maybe could be as an artist, the artist part.
And maybe he's just like, I'm going to force this. I'm going to force this on everybody, and you're going to like it whether you like it or not. Okay, tell me that it's not at least catchy.
It's catchy. Because now, catchy. Thanks to you playing this, I'm going to be probably singing it all.
I'm telling you, I promise you will. And everybody who's watching this is probably like, I'm the comeback king. Folks, I don't know, man. I wanted to end on a good note with Corey Feldman. Listen, last night for the first time, I went down the Corey Feldman, Corey Haim rabbit hole. And man, is that dark and disturbing right there. You know, when you listen from Corey Haim's sister and his mom, they despise this guy. They despise Corey Feldman. And that's a whole entire show in itself. But the true colors of Corey Feldman, I think, are pretty damn dark. And when you find out how he was treating people on the tour bus, what he was doing, the drugs he was administering, what he was doing to the girls, they were quitting. Like, this is bad stuff. And I have to say it's allegedly, but I don't know. Once you start going down this rabbit hole, it's really disturbing stuff. And then the relationship he had with Corey Haim, they weren't even friends, really. They were like almost like frenemies. Corey Haim apparently despised this guy, and Corey Feldman seemed to me like there was a lot of jealousy there over Corey Haim. And he says it in the beginning, you know, he was taking all my roles. We were going for the same roles. And in Lost Boys, I think they tried out for the same role, but Corey Haim got the main role. Corey Feldman got the vampire killer role. It's just, I think they were highly competitive, and I think Corey Feldman has a lot of jealousy, and I think he's just out to get. He was. There's a lot of strangeness around this. I really advise people to look into this. If you have nothing to do and you just want to get your mind off stuff, start researching the Corey Haim and Corey Feldman relationship. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And yet, we also have to acknowledge that Corey has been speaking out against the P thing
Yeah,
for
but
many
he's not, but
years.
for $10 million though. And he
Oh,
didn't really
I
name any
understand.
names. He
Yeah.
didn't name any names. You know, it was a different guy who supposedly who did that to Corey Haim. It wasn't Charlie Sheen. People are coming out. Corey Haim's own mother and sister came out and said, no, it's a different guy. I forgot the guy's name, like Dominic something. But it was someone could put it in the comments, but it wasn't Charlie Sheen. That's who Corey Feldman named. But the guy that actually did it to Corey Haim was actually friends. And he just passed away, but he was very close friends with Corey Feldman. It's crazy when you start really going down this rabbit hole. And then you start looking into, you start psychoanalyzing Feldman and like, why did he do that? Why is he on this mission now to redeem his friend's name? Or like, it was his dying wish. You know, what do you mean it was his dying wish? What was it? What did he goes, if I die before you do, make a documentary about this. Like, well, who says that? It does, none of it makes any sense. None of it.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of strangeness. I always wondered how come when he was telling those stories or trying to say that he had some story that the biggest problem in Hollywood is the P thing, and we were all kind of waiting. Again, we kind of see some of this happening and playing out in media that sometimes, and even with politicians, that they'll point out fingers and say, look this way, or maybe they want to get ahead of the story so that they can get ahead of the story and put their pivot onto it. We don't know. We don't know. We're really just living such interesting days, and I guess we just keep learning every day that people that we thought were maybe more wholesome were not, and that maybe there's more darkness in this industry than many of us are really ready to
You know,
discover, even though the traces are more than obvious in
I
our
think we're living
faces.
in, I really do feel like we're living in an upside down reality right now. Like to see Jesse Ventura come out and said what he said, Joe Rogan, like we are living in the Twilight Zone. Corey Feldman proves it. I mean, this is, I would have never thought this is like, I feel like I'm in an alternate reality. Like I'm in some kind of alternate dimension that I fell into. Sometimes I think in depth, like when I got stabbed, and I almost died twice in 2011. Did I get shifted into some kind of alternate timeline? Because this reality to me makes no sense. None of it does. Like I feel like I landed on a different planet. Like this doesn't make sense. And this all just started happening after my two near death experiences. So I sometimes wonder, like, did I maybe die in that reality? And now I'm here in a different reality. And I don't know, folks. My mind goes in different directions, but Corey Feldman is proof that we are living in the Twilight Zone. This is like the craziest time to be alive, and we're coming into even crazier times. I guarantee you, September is going to be nuts. October is going to be even crazier. And November, I mean, Red October, November, I mean, this is all going to get nuttier than elephant shit. Rose Angel, thank you so much for joining me. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Thank you. No, I just want to say that I something does seem like sh that shifted around that time frame that you're saying. It feels like we're celebrating a culture of
Insanity,
non-excellence.
mental illness.
Or you could
Can
put it that
we
way
say
too.
that? Huh?
I would say non-excellence.
Oh, I mean, I'm saying mental illness. I think that's a new trend now. Like, seriously, I go to the gym, Los Angeles, and I see people setting up tripods at the machine that they're working out on, and I have to wait for them to get done filming themselves. This would have never happened 10 years ago. Like 10 years ago, it's like, hey, let me work in with you. I still do that now, and I mess up, and they'll tell me, hey, I'm filming something, or I'm doing this. I'm like, I don't care. I'm here to work out. I want to hit the machine. I don't know what you're doing, but can you move, please? I'm here to work out. I'm trying to sweat. I try to get 30 seconds rest in between each set, and you're waiting 5, 10 minutes a set. Well, so you could film yourself talking. That's what's happening at gyms now. This is complete insanity. Like, this isn't right. This isn't normal. And this is not okay.
And not everybody wants a camera in every single aspect of their life, like the gym, working out. And, you know, not to mention, did you see that viral video that women recorded a woman in a shower at a gym and put it online? Maybe.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's... You know, obviously, I wasn't going to cover it because it's not entertaining, but it's sort of just why would you do that? Why would you be in a gym and someone's taking a shower and you're going to open your phone and you're going to record that person and put it online? And I guess it was a girl that did it.
On their privacy?
And she put it online. And I guess this is a man who goes viral. I don't know his name, but. He exposes a lot of gym gone wrong fails. And he was, I guess, setting the record straight that he contacted the gym owner and that they're trying to find who these ladies were. They're not going to be allowed to go to the gym again. And they're trying to track down who this woman was who got invaded. And her private parts are in social media. Because
She was like the curtain wasn't there. Like I thought maybe
the curtain
like-
was there, but it was like a clear kind of curtain.
Oh, no.
So you see the girls giggling and laughing in the as they're showering, and somebody has the point of view, and I guess, I mean, it's blurred out. When I saw the video, I didn't see the original, nor do I want to. But when I think about moments like that, I'm like, that's how disturbing this camera, entertaining. Like somebody could be dying in front of us, and let's capture it for a viral moment on video rather than using my phone to call 911 and see if I can get help for this person. So when you're saying we're living in a insane asylum, it's in every sense of the word.
Yeah. And if you notice, like a lot of businesses now, I don't know if my audience has noticed this, but and then put it in the comments if you have, that they're like making them Instagram friendly. Like they're putting up like places where you could sit and film your Instagram videos with like lights behind you. And like there's like, notice this. It's happening in restaurants and bars and everything. They have little Instagram corners where people can go and film themselves. Like I remember, I went to a bar just the other day, not the other day, like about 3 months ago, but I don't drink. So I go to visit friends there to see what I'm missing out on. And for the first time, I really started like psychoanalyzing everyone at the bar. And I'm like, wow, dude, I just changed. Everyone's on their phone talking to themselves. Like nobody's interacting with anybody else. Everyone's just doing this, making faces. I'm like, I'm out of here, man. I just, the whole scene has changed. Like, I feel like I might as well just been from the 1800s, like coming here. I just don't know what's going on. It feels so wacky, so weird to me. And like I've said, just like I feel that Corey Feldman came from another planet. I feel like I came from another planet and got dropped off here. And I'm like, it was the planet of like 1990s. I don't know. But it's like, I can't adapt to this. I'm like, does everybody else see what's wrong here? I mean, this is not normal behavior. It's like everyone in the insane asylum is now like running the insane asylum. Like they've just taken over the world. Like all the freaks in the circus tent that people used to go pay to see are now running all of social media. It's the world has gone crazy.
It's scary, but thank God we have Nino's Corner so that we can all, you know, tune in and get this version of the news and also all the guests that you bring on, because that's the way we fight it.
I don't know, man. This is just, it's like, really, like, have we lost our sanity? It's crazy. Rosangel, where can people find you?
Cafecito Break on social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Thank you, everyone. God bless
you. Thank
you. And we'll see you soon. Thank
Absolutely. You. And let me know if you like these folks. Please put a comment down below. Give it a like. Give it a share. Hit the notifications button. Let me know if you like seeing